The new Mix 99.5 WJBR presents Jesse's Girls with Jesse Michelli on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR.
Welcome to my podcast. It's called Jesse's Girls. And every month I try to feature a really wonderful woman who is doing good things in the community and making a big difference. And joining me today, we have Carly Timmons, and she's the Community Development Manager for the American Cancer Society. Carly, welcome, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so Carly's here to chat with us about breast cancer and give us some important information that we need to know about our health and the health of our loved ones.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So Carly, let's get started with some statistics. How many women will get that terrifying diagnosis within their lifetime?
Currently, the average risk of a woman in the United States developing breast cancer sometime in her life is about 12%. That means there is a 1 in 8 chance she will develop breast cancer. About 266,120 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women this year.
Wow, that's a really big number, 1 in 8. I mean, just think about, you know, yourself and 7 other women that you know in your mm-hmm. life. You know, there's a chance that one of them will develop breast cancer. So, you know, they always say the key to fighting breast cancer is early detection. So what are some symptoms and signs that people should look for?
Mm-hmm. Some symptoms and signs is definitely finding lumps in your breast, breast or nipple pain, skin irritation. If you go to the doctor just to check things out, of course, early detection is one of the most important things you can do, getting your mammogram. And there are some ways that you can avoid it, just lifestyle changes to affect your risk factors.
Okay, so let's talk about some causes.
Absolutely. So of course, unfortunately, personal and family history is a huge risk factor. A woman with cancer in one breast has a higher risk getting a new cancer in the other. And if you have a blood relative that has been diagnosed, you're more than likely to also receive the diagnosis. Unfortunately, inherited gene changes causes that. And then another thing is your lifestyle. Avoiding alcohol, or at least limiting alcohol consumption, staying active, keeping a healthy weight, just really leading a healthy lifestyle can make a bigger difference.
Absolutely. So say you do have a family history of breast cancer and you're aware of it. What could you do to, is there any way you can prevent breast cancer?
Mm-hmm. There isn't necessarily a way you can prevent it. Like I said, early detection is just the most important thing that you can do for yourself, especially if you do know that you have this family history. Get your mammogram, start earlier, just keep checking, make sure that it can be caught as early as possible.
Okay, and so for people who are at an average risk, say you don't have the family history, what are some things that we can do to prevent?
Other than creating yourself a healthy lifestyle, just noticing your body changing, unfortunately, dense breast tissue, other breast conditions that you or your doctor have noticed that you've had, just signs that you may need to be checked earlier as well.
Okay, and never be afraid of your doctor.
Yes.
You know, they never think you're silly. So,
no.
You know, don't be, if you feel that something is off, go see your doctor. That's what they're there for.
Yes, absolutely. Be more on the cautious side than not.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the diagnosis. So say someone is just diagnosed, what's the next step?
So a diagnosis is confusing. It can be scary. They use a lot of words that you may not understand. The next step is to sit down with your doctor and just ask all of the questions. What does this mean? What does that mean? What comes next? What is my treatment going to look like? What is my life going to look like? What changes? So it's really just to sit down with your doctor and just understand what he just told you, basically.
And the American Cancer Society provides a lot of services for people who are mm-hmm. diagnosed, for families who are dealing with somebody who's diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the services that are provided by the American Cancer Society.
The American Cancer Society does support those diagnosed and their families a lot with programs like Reach to Recovery, where we match up someone who has already gone through this diagnosis, a survivor of breast cancer, and we match them up. They just help you through it. They're like a mentor to you. They really give you advice, just listen to you, just understand what you're going through, because a lot of people around you may not understand what you've just been told or how your life is going to change.
Right.
So that's a huge help. And then we also do Road to Recovery, and we provide rides to those who may not be able to get to treatment. I mean, that's devastating. If you can't get to treatment, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
So we have volunteers that drive them to their treatments.
That's wonderful. And mm-hmm. There was a program that I've heard about that provides makeup tutorials and, you know, mm-hmm. wigs for women who are going through chemo who lose their hair.
Yes. Actually, in our local office, which is pretty unique to our office, we actually do wig fittings, and we give them the wigs, and we have someone in our office and a room for all of that. It's very private. You make an appointment, you come in, and you sit down with our specialist, and you can go through that, and we do give the wigs to our patients. And we do the makeup tutorials as well.
Wonderful. We're sitting down with Carly Timmons. She's the Community Development Manager for the American Cancer Society. As a community, what can we do to make fighters, survivors, patients, and families, everybody who's been touched by breast cancer, what can we do to make them feel supported?
Just knowing that you are there for them, especially if you are comfortable, of course, if you have gone through something, just sharing your story makes a huge difference, knowing that they're not alone. Coming out to our events like our Making Strides and just our survivors and our patients just see that the community is there to rally behind them and just they're all there. They've been through the same thing. They've known somebody who's gone through the same thing. So it's just very helpful to see that you're not alone.
Let's talk about what's coming up next weekend.
Yes, our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk of Wilmington is going to be on Saturday the 13th at the Wilmington Riverfront. It's a huge event for our breast cancer survivors, breast cancer patients, their family members, anyone who just wants to support. It's just an amazing thing to see all of the community come out and support people who are going through, who have gone through, family members, if it's touched you in any way. It's a really amazing thing to see.
Wonderful. And what time should people be there?
Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. And you can also register at makingstrideswalk.org/WilmingtonDE.
And this is next Saturday, October 13th. And since you're being featured on this month's episode of Jessie's Girls, let's talk about Carly. So besides working at the American Cancer Society, what are some things that you're involved in?
One thing that I am passionate about that I do, I am a mentor for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I do that. I spend a lot of my time doing that. It's a lot of fun. They have a lot of events. And I have a little sister and I see her all the time. And that is really what I do outside of it.
How old is she?
She is 11.
And what got you into that? What made you want to do that?
When I moved here, I had a best friend that was doing it as well. And just sharing her experience, I knew it was something that I wanted to be involved in. I was always involved in mentoring, whether it was high school and college. This is something I'm passionate about.
That's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. And what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I do live in a pretty fun area. I live by the riverfront. There's a lot
cool.
to do, so I get to experience a lot around here. Living here is really cool because you have access to all different kinds of places. You can go to Philly, D.C., New York, so a lot of little weekend trips here and there.
That's what I love about Wilmington. So I've been here for almost 4 years, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be in Philly in 2 years. I'm going to be in a bigger city. Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm not going anywhere. I love it. I love Wilmington.
Yeah.
It's like Delaware is just, it's weird because it's like an entire state, but it's also like a small town.
Right, and there's a lot to do. You just have to explore. There are a lot of other things that just you don't really know about until you get out there and look around.
Exactly. And a lot of times as women, we're expected to do it all and we're so busy and we often don't have the time to take care of ourselves. But finding balance is the key. What is something that you do to find balance in your life?
So I have a second job as well.
Okay.
So I'm always going. I work at a winery up
cool.
in Chatsford, PA, and
Ooh.
I absolutely love it. And that is actually kind of how I balance my time because it is a very different type of job. I absolutely love what I do for both of my jobs, but this is more of like the physical side of it. I'm always running around. It's just nice to just focus on that for the day.
Yeah.
And I always make sure at the end of the day that I can come home in the evening and have time to myself after going to the gym, making dinner, that I can just sit
exactly.
alone and have that alone time. Or on the weekends, just carving out some hours that I'm just not running around really helps.
Right. Sometimes doing nothing is the most productive thing that we can do.
Agreed.
All right, Carly, thank you so much for joining me. Carly Timmons is the Community Development Manager for the American Cancer Society. It was such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. You as well.
You've been listening to Jessie's Girls with Jessie Michelli on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR.